Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, what you got planned this weekend? I had some bad weather move through yesterday, but I think the rest of the weekend's looking pretty good. Did that wind and a lot of that fresh water, is that going to affect the fishing for you this weekend?
I don't think the fresh water is going to be a problem, Don. As you know, it generally is lighter, and it sits on the top of the salt water, so I don't see that being an issue. We may have some dirty water. I worked on the dock yesterday, and we consistently had winds of 20 miles an hour, and that led up to maybe 3 o'clock when the rain started, and then it seemed like the wind got even worse, and my work on the dock was over. I headed for dry land or in the house where I could stay warm and stay dry. So the only thing I'm concerned with is, you know, the wind went from southeast to southwest and then west and then northwest. And right now it's northwest, seems to be kind of like Robbie said, maybe 7 to 10 miles an hour. And that's the forecast. Forecast calls for winds out of the northwest today around 10 miles an hour. It did call for some fog. I'm at the lodge now, and I don't see any fog at all. So I don't think fog is going to be an issue. Your biggest issue may be finding clean water. I'm going to head deep into the marsh today and fish some of the intersections where two bayous come together. And generally there's deep holes in those areas, shells on the bottom. And we'll throw a combination of gulp as well as live shrimp, and we'll see what we can catch.
Are you targeting trout, reds, or both?
We are targeting fish. I actually have a friend of yours that's going to be fishing with me today. It's the first time he's fishing with me. I'll give you some clues. You do business with him. He does business with you. I do business with him, and he's also doing business with me today for the first time. And I would say if there's anybody out there that doesn't like his product, it's simply because they hadn't tried his product. Care to take a guess?
That sounds like a lot of business going on there, some monkey business going on.
I am fishing with Tom from Double D Meats in Bogalusa.
Oh, Tom Stogner. Yeah. Oh, that's super, Tom. Man.
He's coming with his son. His son's got a break from school, spring break. You know, I explained the conditions to him, and I didn't think it would be a great day, but I didn't think it would be a terrible day. And he's a lifelong fisherman, so he understands and wants to spend some of that quality time with his son, and we'll go out and certainly give it 100% and see what we come back with.
Well, I know he's taking care of you on some sausage making processing.
Yeah, every year that I'm fortunate enough to harvest a deer, I bring it over there. And I was talking to him on the phone last night, you know, getting details about our trip today. And I told him if I shoot a small deer, it becomes breakfast sausage. If I shoot a bigger deer, it becomes smoked sausage for whenever we make red beans and rice.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know, he's got that giveaway coming up. He's going to be doing the drawing for that Browning rifle and scope, that package that he's got offered. So that's not going to be too far off. I think it's beginning of April when he does the drawing, so people still have time to bring some game, whether it be a hog or deer or whatever they happen to have in their freezer.
Yep, I have a ticket with him this year, and I don't know if there's any way I can spice him up to pull my ticket, but I'll certainly try.
I don't think so. It's going to be up and up, but good luck to you anyway. Well, Mike, what else can you tell people fishing this weekend? What are some of the other things they might look for given the conditions we've got?
Well, you know, you think about the wind was strongest when it was out of the south and southeast. So I would assume the southern shorelines of whatever lake you're going to be fishing in will probably be the best. Even though the wind right now has a north component to it, it's not too terribly strong. So I don't think wave action will be a factor as long as you have a decent sized boat. I plan on passing by the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain because I did catch some trout in Lake Pontchartrain last week. Not a tremendous amount, but just like Daryl was saying earlier, it's just about to really get going good. Fortunately, the fish that we did catch were all nice size. There was a few undersized ones mixed in, but the majority were keeper size fish. I don't know that it would be enough to, you know, do a charter on, but I did catch six or eight each time that I went. I only fished twice last week in Lake Pontchartrain. So a week has passed, almost a week has passed since I made those trips. And it's going to happen here relatively soon. They'll start biting pretty good. It looks like there's good-sized fish. The other safe bet is to go deep in the marsh where you're pretty much going to have clean water. And, you know, there's still trout in the marsh. There's a bunch of smaller-sized redfish in the marsh, and there's so many other things that you can catch, the freshwater catfish, the bass, the black drum, the sheephead. Fortunately, I hadn't seen any hardhead catfish yet. So
they're coming. Trust me, they'll be there.
They'll be around.
Yes, they will. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get on your busy calendar, and I know it's busy because I've been looking at some dates with you, I got you on my website, and that goes to your website, or they can go there direct. Give us that direct website and that telephone number if somebody's interested in hooking up with you for a trip.
Very simple. My business is Angling Adventures of Louisiana, and my website is an abbreviation of that, which is AAofLA.com, and the phone number, 985-781-7811.
Well, I hope Double D brings some sausage po' boys for you on that trip today.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to have a good time. We had good conversation on the phone, so I'm sure during the trip we'll have a lot of good conversation, talk with his son. It's going to be a fun day. I'm looking forward to it. Don, I did want to mention that CETO is still running its spring special, its boat show special, which is 14 months of service for the price of 12.
Yeah, which is $199. What a bargain, and it's renewable.
And that doesn't matter if you're a new member or you've been a member for years. They just add that two extra months on your total.
Right. Just ask anybody who's ever had to pay for towing without a policy, and they will tell you what a bargain that is. Mike, great talking to you. Good report, and again, have fun with Uncle Tom, and we'll see you next time.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you then.
All right, that's Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.